When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Basketball Conference, the ACC Football Podcast, Bowl Preview Edition. My name is Joey Weaver. He is Mike McDaniel. Mike, last one, December the 31st, New Year's Eve, coming up. How you doing? You ready to talk about one last ACC bowl game?
This is our last preview of the year, Joey.
Last one. Except for the potential that Clemson makes it to the national championship. Was that a cheap shot or just depressing? I don't really know.
Man. I mean, they did it to themselves.
Big Cinco did it to them, so that's okay. Sorry, Big Dave.
Hey.
Big Dave's coming for me now. I'm not happy for it.
If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen.
If you can't take the heat, don't listen to the Basketball Conference podcast.
Yeah. Mike, sponsored by Section 103, Joey.
We have one last bowl game to preview, and that preview is, of course, brought to you by Section103.com. Mike, it is the best place on the internet to buy Georgia Tech apparel. They have shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, all sorts of things, including wear in the official Tech Gold color. They have official word marks on everything. They've got some really cool concepts. They've got one it's just some logos, Mike, that they don't seem to mean anything, but if you really wanted to kind of read into it, it seems like they say fight, win, drink, get naked, which I have chanted once or twice in the stands at a Georgia Tech football game.
I've done once or twice.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we don't need to know your personal life here, Mike, but I'm glad to know that you support Section103.com with your actions there.
That's right. I was naked until I was clothed by Section103.com.
Right, that's right. So if you are naked and trying to be clothed by Section103.com, use promo code GOACC at checkout for 10% off your first order for the highest quality, best looking Georgia Tech apparel on the internet. Cannot recommend it enough. They've got volleyball supporting shirts. They've got basketball supporting shirts, all sorts of things. Go find it all there. Section103.com. Use promo code GOACC for 10% off your first order. Mike, last bowl game for the ACC. It is the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl on New Year's Eve, Friday, December the 31st at 11 a.m. on ESPN from TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, where a team wearing gold is trying to get a win for the first time in a long time there.
Wow.
That's a Jaguars joke.
Led by former ACC quarterback Trevor Lawrence.
There you go. Well, Wake Forest is not. The Jaguars are, but Wake Forest, led by current ACC quarterback Sam Hartman. The Deacs are a 14.5-point favorite over Rutgers. Total is 62. Mike, this game was originally going to be played between Wake Forest and, my pre-show research is failing me because somebody had to drop out due to COVID reasons, and the longer that I make this sentence take, the more likely that I am to remember who specifically that was. Mike,
do you want me to continue to keep you guessing?
It was Texas A&M.
There it is. There it is, Joey.
I told you we got there. It is. We're going to get there.
Man, that would have been... I would have liked taking Texas A&M in that spot. Ooh, buddy.
Yeah, that would have... I think that would have worked nicely for Texas A&M. On the other hand... I'm not sure how well this is going to work for Rutgers.
Oh, it's not going to work too well for Rutgers, Joey, but it might work. It might work okay for Rutgers at plus 14.5. What do you think?
Barely enough catching two touchdowns in the hook.
Two touchdowns in the hook might work out okay.
Okay, here's the logistical piece that I don't get here is, again, Wake was scheduled to play Texas A&M here. And then what was it, like 3 days before Christmas or something, A&M's got to bow out. And then it's like on Christmas Day or something, we find out that Rutgers is going to jump in and take the place of Texas A&M because they were 5-7, but they had the highest APR score. So now they are the next...
Which is really hard to believe at Rutgers.
Yeah, it was impressive. They are the next bowl-eligible team. But, like, Mike, what... Rutgers last played a game on, like, Thanksgiving weekend. It's been, like, a month. They didn't think they were going to a bowl game. They haven't been practicing. They've been working out. They've been sitting on the couch, you know, taking finals, drinking beers, eating cookies. Like, what... Rutgers hadn't been trying... Are they really going to like get up off the deck here and get ready within a week and go play a bowl game against a functional Wake Forest team?
Hell yeah,
feel like
why
Wake
not?
Forest might wipe the floor with them.
Nah.
No?
14.5, baby.
Yeah, but also Rutgers.
Also the hook, Joey. Also the hook.
But not just 14, 14.5, Mike.
there's a hook on there.
Mike, this Rutgers team finished the season losing 28-0 to Penn State and 40-16 to Maryland. Then they sat around and did nothing for like 3 weeks, and now they're playing Wake Forest.
Sometimes time off is good for you. Have you ever played golf before?
No. It's really a mental health exercise to not play golf.
Right. I've never seen you play golf or even played in the same group as you on a bachelor trip.
Much less watched me come within like 2 feet of hitting a hole in one.
Only to see Scott put it inside of you.
Yeah, closer on the same hole, like yes. One shot later. Yeah, couldn't be me.
Context is really important there with right. Scott putting it inside of you, but I meant in terms of golf.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I remember that weekend, too.
Oh, man.
There's audio recording evidence of that weekend, by the way.
Yeah. You should play the More You Know sound.
At your request. Oh.
There it is.
There you go.
I have no good reason to pick Rutgers, but they're 2.5. They're, you know, they're 2 touchdown dogs plus the hook, and it's a bowl game. Give me Rutgers.
Have fun with your Rutgers against the spread pick.
And I mean, I'm not saying
that
Rutgers
sentence
outright.
Needs no further context. I don't care who they're playing against, what game it is, like any of that. Just picking Rutgers against the spread is not a fun experience. It can't be.
What would you guess Rutgers? You might have this in front of you, but what do you think Rutgers is against the spread this year?
I would guess like 5-7 actually. Like
yeah, okay. Shadow. Yeah, they're six and six against okay. the spread.
All right. Well, that's how gambling and spread making should work.
Yeah. Wake is 6-7.
Huh.
So
all right.
They're pretty much the same team against the spread.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, just coin flips every weekend. I mean, they've lost 3 of their last 4, 4 of their last 6. Excuse me. Hold on. What'd you say Rutgers is against the spread?
They're 6-6 against the spread.
Hold on. Okay, so I'm seeing 5-7 at what I'm looking at. But the point there is that what I'm looking at, and there's got to be one game in here that's like really close, that depending on where you see it or where you got it, maybe not. I don't know. The last 9 games, I'm seeing that they're 2-7 against the spread.
I mean, I don't want to upset our sponsors, especially our betting one that we use so frequently.
Right.
But, favorites. Yeah, America's favorite online sportsbook. You can bet on sports and lifestyle and politics or whatever.
They've been in business for over 30 years, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really good about sending us emails telling us that we're not using them in ad reads, even though we were using them in ad reads. So,
shout out to our guy.
Yeah, I know his name. I won't put it on the podcast. This is from Caesars.
All right, fair enough.
Where I got it from, just for reference.
Fair enough.
So if you got it from somewhere different, then yes, it would be different against the spread.
I think Wake Forest is going to boat race Rutgers here. I think Rutgers was like they were mentally checked out. I think they were physically checked out. They're coming back. They're going to get like a bowl, you know, gift suite or whatever for going to this game. They're going to get their team on TV. I think Wake Forest is going to just roll them. So give me 15 Van Gorder coin on Wake Forest. And you know what? What the hell? Lock it up.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Please.
Wake is going to kill Rutgers here.
What
62. Dummy. It's a Wake game. Take the over.
What a dummy.
Hey, fine with me.
Right. You got no interest in Rutgers plus 500?
No. No. None.
Neither do I.
Cannot tempt
neither
me with that,
do
Mike.
I. Neither do I. I say what a dummy, only to cautiously take Rutgers at plus 14.5 and actually not put any Van Gorder coin on it. So.
Mm-hmm. Feeling bold, Mike.
I'm good.
Total 62. What are you thinking?
Like you said, it's a Wake Forest game. Over.
There you go. Not a lot of defense to be seen on either side, I don't think.
Absolutely not.
That concludes bowl season picks, as we have previewed technically 8 games. One of them is not going to be played, but the 7 games that are going to be played, I've got 5 overs. So,
ooh,
if you see how I think this bowl season is going to go for the ACC.
A lot of points, no defense.
Yep. Checks out. Checks out. Mike, that's all I got. By the way, sorry, that is not all I've got. One other thing for December the 31st, there's another ACC bowl game that is no longer being played. Well, and at least the ACC is not participating in it. The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl was set to feature the Miami Hurricanes taking on the Wazoo Washington State Cougars. And if I'm not mistaken, Mike, that was like a rematch of the Sun Bowl from like 3 years ago. Miami ends up dropping out due to some combo of COVID transfer injury and other issues of just not being able to field a team. So Miami drops out. It sounds like Central Michigan, if I'm remembering that correctly, that directional Michigan is going to be jumping in and facing Washington State in their place, as opposed to playing in the Arizona Bowl sponsored by Barstool against Boise State. So
COVID good job with all that. Yeah. A lot of logistics there. Good job with that.
Thank you. Thank you. COVID cancellations making everything more complicated. So that was set to be the last bowl game of the ACC's bowl season. Instead, the Taxslayer Gator Bowl featuring the Wake Forest Steamin' Deeks will be the final game.
The show must go on.
It must go on, Mike. Must go on. But this show must not, if you want to get out of here and move on to the offseason.
Yes. Let's do that. Let's be done with bowl season.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Mike, in the meantime, the people can find us on Twitter. I'm at FTRS Joey. He's at Mike McDaniel SOS. Together we're at BC Podcast, ACC. Come find us on iTunes and Spotify. Hit the follow button, the subscribe button. Leave us a rating. We really appreciate those. Mike, send us an email to the longest email address known to man, basketballconferencepodcast@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Where else can they find on the social medias?
Facebook.com/basketballconference. Rate, review, find all of our podcasts there. Check us out on Instagram at BC Podcast ACC.
Please do. Please do. Mike, that's all I got. Anything else before we get out of here?
As we sit here recording on Monday night, the 27th, for these bowl games, we actually have ACC bowl games tomorrow.
That's right.
Which it doesn't matter for these listeners because the games would have already been played, but we actually have ACC bowl games tomorrow.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Should be fun.
Should
enjoy the games. This is it for ACC football this year. Unfortunately, sadly to say.
Sadly to say, but also probably for the best.
just get the hell out of here and move on to next year.
Yeah.
Mike, you want to get the hell out of here and move on to next year?
Let's get the hell out of here and move on to next year.
Let's do it. All right. Well, until then, for Mr. Mike McDaniel, I am Joey Weaver. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will talk to you again soon. Enjoy the bowl games. We will come back to recap them and talk about other things. And until then, go ACC.